University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. The time is exactly 13 hours. Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Zambia's leadership urged to harness mineral wealth for national development. Zamra and Makaz signed memorandum of understanding. National Division One playoffs kick off. And now the news in detail. The leadership movement has criticized the country's leadership for hindering technological progress and development despite Zambia's rich mineral resources. Party President Richard Silumbe has stated that Zambia has capacity to make its own medicines, but the current and past leadership has not invested in equipment and machinery. He has expressed concern over former presidents seeking medical treatment abroad, highlighting the disparity between their access to healthcare and that of ordinary citizens. Mr. Silumbe has criticized the prevalence of political manipulation in the country, emphasizing that it distracts from meaningful national development.
When we come into power, we are going to produce our own medicines. We want to revamp the aspect of production. Refuaya pamonga vena Zambia fwewe ni tule ipangire miti. Tatufile tu awafe wana mwere pete. Tule lomba isha fe kufiaro fimbi. Iyo, bantu wa muisa. Baadile tama companies yavo, like SQM, Mofani, Nefia, Charama, Mine, Vat, Sender, Omukubat, Sender, First Quantum Minerals, Twalikwata Sujirite, Twalikwata Namanganese, Fish Twatch, that Twalibi come of Monse Muyamuma, Muma, Mugodi, Twalibi come of Akapora, Navazedenes, Ukukanya, Vena Zambia, Elomukubo, Ulefuma, Vamuisangavaita, Vasendom Kuava, if he is in Kifre to Kalipa, among our leadership movement. No, na Zambia, I was sure.
Meanwhile, Mr. Silumbe has bemoaned the mindset of waiting on foreigners to develop the nation through mining and other areas. He has since called on Zambians to get rid of the colonial mindset and ensure they elect leaders with mindset of developing the nation by themselves.
Tansha baba nenzwa mweka babumbiro mchata chakwa Jehova. That's why bapangira nevintu no mbai movana mwere pete mwali losing ya quality itata chakwa lesa kulalo mbai jare ilo twakwata sujira chise tule panga ma battery ma electric battery uya kuli ba mwisa ngefini twa mwere bakateka besu baya kuli ba mwisa baya tansha tawe ama Americans veka eva kalatenda lithium mchalo chese not kwata lithium leo twa pera ba mwisa ilo abantu wale sanga gold wale imba fena mapiki na mashaveo mano shikuya muku kanya vena Zambia wali mona papeni pakitunshi tunshi kumufungwe abantu wale sanga gold abantu wale imba na mapiki na mashaveo wale sanga ma 10 grams 20 grams instead na vena wakwate moru vali mano shikuteko wale skutu mako wakapokora no kupoka fionse.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has launched a week-long monitoring campaign to document the real-life impact of Kawata Constituency Development Fund CDF bursaries on students across the country. In a statement, Assistant Public Relations Officer Wubala Nyambe says the program aims to evaluate how government-funded CDF bursaries are transforming lives by increasing access to education for underprivileged learners. Mr. Nyambe says the monitoring team is visiting key institutions where students are accessing their education, including Pongwe, Mutubo Adventist School, Kabwe Technical College and Chisamba Secondary School. He unveiled that the visit not only serves to audit program performance, but also provide an opportunity to hear directly from students whose lives have been changed by CDF support. Meanwhile, Kabwata CDF chairperson Mr. Chilekwa Munkonje emphasized that the monitoring exercise is more than just a review, but an opportunity to refine the program, address and ensure that every kwacha invested in education delivers long-term value. The Zambia NGO WASH Forum has embarked on financial management training for staff from member organizations that handle finance before giving grants to those that will qualify later. Speaking at a financial management training in Kafue District, Water Voices United Project Deputy Project Manager Speaking at a financial management training in Kafue District, Water Voices United Project Deputy Project Manager Devin Goma stated that the NGO WASH Forum had identified various bottlenecks across the membership. He explains that the training was intended to address these issues especially concerning finances and grant management. Mr. Ngoma notes that the training also serves as preparation for participants who might succeed in acquiring grants from the project.
If you are hoping to position yourself for bigger funding, you cannot continue on the business as usual. Once upon a time, the forum was sitting on your side. We were small and we had a very weak financial system. And we knew that if we didn't strengthen the way to continue to exist and
Meanwhile, Zambia NGO WASH Forum coordinator Ms. Wubala Myovwe Mumba states that the WASH Forum had been once a small and relatively weak organization, and gaining trust and access to larger funding was a challenge. She notes that people tend to be left behind if they lack the tools to participate in important dialogues and decision-making spaces, particularly in the development sector.
If you are hoping to position yourself for bigger funding, you cannot continue on the business as usual. Once upon a time, the forum was sitting on your side. We were small and we had a very weak financial system. And we knew that if we didn't strengthen the way to continue to exist as small, we would never. But no one would ever trust us to give us the big grant. No one will trust you, right? Because in the Bible, they say,
The Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, and the Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe, MACAZ, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding aimed at enhancing cooperation in the regulation of medical products between the two countries. The strategic partnership aims to enhance regulatory functions through collaboration in areas such as detection of substandard and falsified medicines, track and trace systems, nanotechnology and biotechnology for medicines, vaccines and active pharmaceutical ingredients production, and other emerging scientific and regulatory domains. Speaking at the signing event, MACAZ Director General Mr. Richard Rukwata says the collaboration marks a significant milestone in regional regulatory convergence. He says by working together, ZAMRA and MACAZ will leverage each other's expertise and resources to strengthen the fight against substandard and falsified medical products and promote public health and safety in both nations. Meanwhile, ZAMRA Director General Mr. Makoma Nisianga says the partnership underscores the shared commitment to ensuring that only safe, effective and quality assured medical products are accessible on the market. Chief Milo of the Lala people in Serenje district of Central Province has called for improved capacity building and resource allocation to combat nature-based crimes in local chiefdoms. Chief Milo emphasized that community engagement, social cohesion, and economic empowerment are essential for preventing crime at the grassroots level.